Well, as we do every week, we're going to take a look ahead to the weekend. If you want to get out and enjoy the spring weather that arrived at last, you might consider a trip to eastern North Carolina this weekend. The Spring Wings Festival is taking place all along the Outer Banks and the coast. You can explore the swamps for orchids and wildflowers, take a paddle trip up Whipping Creek, and possibly even tour the Alligator River National Wildlife Refuge at night with Anne Marie Salewski. She is with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and is on the line with us now. Hi there, Marianne.
Hi.
Anne Marie, how are you?
Good, doing good.
Well, the Alligator Refuge at night. Are you expecting to find any alligators there?
We usually don't see the alligators in that particular area because we're exploring a very diverse area of farm fields and forest, and we expect to see the types of animals that can be found in those types of habitats.
Which are?
We frequently see black bear, possibly the endangered red wolf, bobcat, river otter, a variety of birds and hawks that have kind of roosted for the night, and of course owls.
Yeah. So how close are you getting to this wildlife?
Sometimes we can be driving alongside the bears as they're as they're making their way through the refuge, so sometimes it can get pretty close, but the majority of times the wildlife stays pretty far from the cars, and we use like spotting scopes and bright lights to kind of illuminate the wildlife in the woods so that we can observe them safely from a distance.
Hmm. Are these bright lights that you shine on them, or are these like night vision goggles that you look at?
Nope, they're bright lights that we shine on them so that everybody can see them at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you're looking for owls there too?
Yes. And I have to tell you, it's a magical experience to be out on the refuge with the stars above you and to have the opportunity to hear the wolves howling in the distance and hear the owls hooting. It's quite surreal.
Yeah.
Experience.
Well, it sounds the way you're describing that is it's almost an auditory experience, and maybe you don't even necessarily need the bright lights to see them in
True.
Order to take all this in.
True. The lights really help when we're looking for the birds and in the trees and that sort of thing, or when we're looking at the bears at a safe distance. That's when the lights really come in handy.
Right. And do you try to beckon the owls out with some kind of owl call yourself? Can you do that?
Yes. We use owl call CDs that have live recordings of owls on them, and the owls in the wild respond really well to those, and they'll kind of come in a little bit closer to check out who we are and that sort of thing. So we get a good look at them when they come in, and sometimes even have the opportunity to see them catch some prey. Last year, an owl actually swooped down in front of a vehicle and caught a mouse that was in the road. So that group got a real treat that night.
Right. But the owls haven't picked up on the fact that these are CDs that you're playing.
Right. No. Oh. No. They assume that they're the real thing.
Okay. Well, Anne Marie Salewski, thanks for being with us. And joining us right now is Peter Vankovich, who is also leading a tour this weekend some distance away. This is much farther down on the Outer Banks. He will be leading a birding tour on Portsmouth Island, just near Ocracoke. And Peter Vankovich is on the line with us right now. This is being touted as a tour of the ghost town on Portsmouth Island. What's the ghost town there like?
Well, it is a beautiful village. It's south of Ocracoke, and the last people that lived there year-round left in 1971. So for many years, it really was no one lived there. I believe now they do have a caretaker, and some people do lease out some of the beautiful little houses over there. They're all usually yellow painted with white trim.
Oh. And this is what the National Park Service is maintaining that.
That's right. Now, my understanding, too, is the Ocracoke, where I'm speaking from right now, the villagers kept that up for many, many years before the Park Service really got involved.
And that had been, was there not a lighthouse there at some point, or was it the, was there some type of Coast Guard station?
No, I don't think there was, but there's a lifeguard saving station that was very active there. And I was just looking up, and one of the legends of Portsmouth Island, which I think people should note, is that there's never been a recorded drowning or anyone dying from a hurricane. And these days, it's something of note on the Outer Banks.
Indeed. Well, that could be because it's been vacated more or less in recent years.
Yeah, but even in the early 1800s, that was really a thriving community there. Mm-hmm. It's only when the Oregon Inlet and Hatteras Inlet down at north of Ocracoke got widened through hurricanes that their economic decline began.
So now it's a good place to go look for birds. What kind of birds are you expecting to see there?
Well, that's a good question. I'm the Christmas count bird compiler. So I'm over there in the winter, so I'm going to be really curious to see what's going to be over there in May. But for birders, a real target bird is the ringneck pheasant. That's one of the best places on the whole state of North Carolina to find. Also, it's very famous for its shorebirds. As you leave the village, you see a washflow, which is incredibly extensive, and that's a great point for shorebirds at any time of the year. And it's particularly noted for its piping plover and Wilson's plover, which nest on the island there.
Mm-hmm. Are there birds nesting in the empty houses?
You know, that's a good question. We used to stay overnight when the Park Service was more active, and we were out there, and it was about maybe 10 o'clock at night, and we heard a sound, and a barn owl actually flew out of one of the vacant buildings there. So if anything, we might get a barn owl over there.
Okay, so part of this ghost town tour of Portsmouth Island, it would include a boat trip over from Ocracoke, is that right?
That's right. We're all going to be leaving from Ocracoke Village tomorrow, Saturday morning at 8 o'clock.
Okay, well, Peter Vankovich, thank you for joining us.
Okay,
and
sure.
Thanks to Anne-Marie Salewski with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Peter Vankovich is leading the birding tour of the ghost town on Portsmouth Island, and Anne-Marie Salewski with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service will be leading a night tour of the Alligator River National Wildlife Refuge. That's all part of the Spring Wings Festival up and down the coast of North Carolina this weekend. And for today, that's the state of things. If you have a comment about our program, our email address is sot@wunc.org. Thank you for listening. Support for The State of Things comes from listeners who support North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. I'm Melinda Pencava.